new Hot 96.9.
It's okay to cheat now because cheating isn't cheating. Huh? Seriously.
What?
Right, where's this coming from?
Hot 96.9. Good morning, everybody. It's the Get Up Crew. Have you guys heard of micro-cheating?
Micro-cheating, yep.
Cheating is in the title. It's called micro-cheating.
Micro-cheating.
I'm going to give you a quick synopsis, okay? Micro-cheating is cheating. Here's Coolio. No, micro-cheating, it's basically like when you have inappropriate sexual conversations with somebody on social media, like, you know, in their DMs and stuff.
Or flirtation.
Yeah, on your phone, making it obvious back and forth with somebody who's not your significant other. But people are saying it's okay because there's no problem with it as long as it never leads to anything physical or because it doesn't have an emotional connection. So some people in relationships are like, you know what? I'm good with it. It's not really cheating because it's not leading to anything.
And can we add in, it also can be an in-person thing. It's not just social media. It can be in-person, like at your office or whatever, that it's just that it remains verbal. It's not
so flirting. So,
but is it sexual or just
sexual flirtation?
So sexual flirtation.
It's a big phrase for flirting is what it is.
No, sexual flirtation.
No.
So, like, what's the difference between sexual flirtation and flirtation? You're flirting with somebody, so it's
flirting might be like, no, that's a nice dress versus like, wow, you got a great ass. I'd love to.
That's sexual harassment.
No, not if the other person's playing along.
Right.
And the big word in there is inappropriate. And the problem is that a lot of people, you know, define inappropriate when it comes to flirtation very differently.
Yo, I can't believe that
there's no way a person out there believes that.
Some people are like, hey, you know what?
Listen.
It's all good.
If you're sliding into someone's DMs and saying, I want to have sex with you, okay, and you're with somebody, there's a problem with that. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, that's you going, that's cheating. Because if they say to you back, I want to have sex with you.
Right, so what's the next step?
The only reason it isn't physical is because it hasn't been physical yet.
Right.
But
right.
Wait a minute, is that considered flirtation if you're coming out and saying, I want to have sex with you? Because that seems like that's little beyond flirtation. Flirtation to me always felt like it was, you know, you smiling too much at somebody or you're just like, you know, you may touch their arm.
That's cheating,
you may, you know, it's that just seems more than blatantly like I want to have sex with you.
Like if you touch somebody like with a smile on your face, you're basically, rather than sliding in the DM saying I want to have sex with you, you're saying I want to have sex with you without saying it. You know what I mean? It's that whole like, ooh, that eye sex. Look at you feeling your arms and this and that. That's
okay.
You might as well be having sex with the person.
So where's the line? Let's determine this right now.
I think it's different for everyone. Your line might be different from my line.
The line is very simple. Anytime you get to a point where you're showing a person too much like affection and this, and they're not your
attention.
Attention. Yes.
Does that count too?
Yeah, it does.
Well, for some people, it doesn't. For some people, it doesn't. It's like some people think, oh, you're flirting, but you're not really doing anything, so it doesn't make a difference.
Right. For some people, like, if you're staring at them for too long, that's considered flirtation.
Why are you staring at somebody for long?
See?
But that's the point. But, it's not rocket science. It's not like it's trying to split the atom here. If I'm staring at Melissa for 8 to 10 seconds, just looking at her like,
But how are you looking at her? Is it like
maybe
a snack or is it
think
like
I have a big head?
But if you're looking at her like a snack,
or are you looking like I want to hurt you? Like there's a difference.
Either way, if I'm staring at her, it's wrong. She gotta be creeped out. Cause you just, it's like that's it. If you just like, oh, today your hair looks lovely, you know that's fine.
Right. It's a compliment.
Yeah, that's what it should be. Your hair looks lovely. That dress looks nice.
But if you're running your hands through her hair and going,
smelling it.
Smells delicious.
Yeah, or looking at her like she's
a
piece of meat on a grill.
Oh, you're drooling.
God.
Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. What is your solution for somebody sliding into your girl's DMs?
Oh, that's easy. You break their jaw. You put them through that Kanye West, through the wire phase of their life. You know what I mean? You just got to tell them. You don't have to have, it's simple. It's not like, just like Wiggy said, you know, it's not splitting the atom bomb. Either it's cheating or it's not. And you don't have to have your penis out to be cheating.
So
the second that, Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask. So let's say a woman slides into your DMs. How do you respond to that?
Yo, babe, listen. Look it. That's how I respond to that. Absolutely.
So
100%.
You show your girlfriend or your wife.
My wife. I've been married 12 right. years now. Mm-hmm. Three beautiful children.
Show her, right? Say, hey, babe, can you do something with this? I don't know. Somebody came in my DM. Here's my phone. Please say whatever it is you want to say.
Nicole.
Yes.
What's up?
So, I'm calling from the other side because I was just saying I work in medicine. I have for 10 years. I'm married, three kids. And I deal with everyday patients coming at me saying, you know, they're flirting with me. Mm-hmm. But my point is, where's the line? Like, I'm being nice, but mm-hmm. I'm doing my job. I'm never unprofessional. I've had my ass grabbed by patients.
Oof,
and then I talk to my managers about it. And they're saying, well, you're just too nice. You're too nice. So where's the line there? Do I have to be rude to my people so that they don't disrespect me?
I feel the same way because you know what? I'm just like, I'm a polite guy.
Too many women grabbing your ass, Romero?
Yeah, but I'm a nice guy. What, am I supposed to be rude to them?
Yeah, I think
I'm a nice ass.
But I think, though, I think if, you know, yes, you don't have to be rude, but you have to be like to where a point is like you're nice, but that person could be a little standoffish. You know what I mean? Because sometimes if you get too nice, then that's when he's like, you know, I don't understand how a guy's grabbing her ass, though.
So do we walk around just being a-holes?
No, not AC, but you. I think you're missing the point. It's not a-holes. It's just about you got to be like most Massachusetts.
Just civil.
Right. You know, like just, hey, hello.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Hello. How you doing? Good.
Yeah, because we know somebody who we work closely with who got in trouble for telling somebody they had a nice smile once.
Yeah, black machismo.
And they should smile more. And then they got spoken to by somebody about that. So it's like, you know, we've asked the question a couple of times.
Nice.
Where is the line? So maybe it is. It's just
being civil. That's not wrong. What's
that
wrong
was
with
a
civil?
Different issue than a flirting thing.
He said, smile more, makes your nipples perkier.
Stop.
No, he did not.
Do you know one time at the boat cruise, this is with my ex-wife, at a boat cruise, a girl just came up to me and just went, boom, grabbed my junk. Right in front of my ex-wife.
She saw?
Yeah, it was right in
Whoa.
Front of her. Yeah.
Again, that's not flirtation.
Yeah, that's
like
hey,
aggressive.
I can't help
it. All because Romero said
pipe.
You got a nice smile.
Romero, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.